Hey, it's hotnow37.com, man. Black History Month's coming to an end, but we have to talk to a good friend of ours, man. Big Brother Koga Agansola from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Connecticut. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm pretty good. I appreciate you checking in with us, man. Man, tell me something. How did you get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters, man?
Yeah, so about two, 3 years ago, I was just looking for a way to give back and, you know, mentor someone. A friend of mine told me about the organization, and I reached out, and, you know, that was how it all started.
You met someone, and you've been there since then?
Oh, I have been. It's a great experience. I've been there with the same leader. His name is Jaden, and it's been a wonderful experience.
How's Jaden's attitude changed since being with you?
So, I mean, I met Jaden, like I said, 2.5 years ago. He was, you know, just a young man growing up. He was about 10 years old. He plays chess now. He never played chess before. He's a very good kid when it comes to school. He's improved. He enjoys hanging out more. One thing, he likes taking pictures now. His mom will always say he never takes pictures. More social. He's more social. More social now.
You got that kid playing chess?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, we talk about football. We talk about basketball. I'm a chess person. I'm like, hey, you want to try it out? He gave it a shot. I think the fun for him was that I think he has experienced it in school, but he never played it. So he really wanted to do it. And when he started, he went back to school and he was, you know, winning.
Man, how does it make you feel to change this kid's life?
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. It's a little bit of touch, you know. It's not something you do overnight. It's a beautiful experience to make a difference in the life of a child. Like I always say, you will take something away, you know, seeing the improvement. They're kids. They take a while to cozy up to you, so you have to be very patient with them. But remembering where they started from and where they are, you take something away, you know, that you can make a difference in the life of a child.
A lot of people think that this takes a lot of time out of their life, so they don't want to commit to a lot of time. How much time does it take out of your life to help Jaden?
I mean, in a month, I mean, we're looking at you spend about 8-10 hours in a month, like a weekly thing. 6 hours, you spend, or eight, 2 hours every week. And I'll tell you this, as you go along with time, you personally, because of what you're getting, you start to improve, you start to increase the time. I spend more time, because, you know, at the end of the day, I want to make sure whatever I'm doing it right. But right. I'm going to give or take, you spend 1.5-2 hours a week. It doesn't take much of you.
Now, you got some people listening right now, they may want to become a big brother. They're listening to you right now. How do you tell them to do it? What do they have to do?
I mean, you go to the website. I mean, well, this is Black History Month. We're looking at for a lot of African-Americans, I'm originally from Nigeria.
Yeah.
The Caribbean, you know, I mean, just come out, make a difference. You visit our website. This is www.ctb.org. I'll repeat, www.ctbigs.org. And all the information is there. It can be an opportunity to, you know, get in more people of color.
Thank you for calling. You're doing a great job, man. We appreciate everything you're doing, and keep it up.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.